Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, John Bradbury. John, I need your websites again, please.
It's startupclarityproject.com, which is where the assessment tool and learning process is.
And these 11 core characteristics we're talking about are, yep.
Right, and then the broader business is eplabs.co.
.co. So check that out. Where's the book, Six Secrets to Startup Success? Which one is that on?
That would you can access that through the ladder, through the eplabs.co,
okay.
Or
so,
on Amazon.
So check that out, folks. It's outstanding. Hey, John, we're talking about right now, we're talking about your core characteristics that you have for being an entrepreneurial owner, an entrepreneur or an owner. And we're not going to get through all of them. I want you to come back and talk some more about these, because I do want to talk about this list and do some programming on these. But one of the ones that I thought was very interesting, the first characteristic you have that's important to be an entrepreneurial leader is to be business oriented. So my first thought about when I saw that was, well, duh. I mean, is that not a duh? I mean, why do we have to be reminded about that? Business oriented.
Great question. Yeah, great question. You know, we found that one reason we focus on entrepreneurial talent is that so much of entrepreneurship is about psychology. And we've talked about this. There's some amazing changes and dynamics that go on inside a person when they decide, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to chase that idea, chase that startup idea. And, you know, there's really not a high correlation, believe it or not, between people who jump into, you know, make the entrepreneurial leap and people who truly are commercially oriented. So business orientation for us has two basic elements. One is you have a commercial mindset, a market orientation.
You understand really, how the market works.
Yes, and something about the phenomenon of solving someone's problem and having them find value in that and represent that value by paying you, typically, if it's a for-profit business.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for some people, that's much more exciting than others, and some people tend to gravitate to it.
It's in my core. I mean, this was planted in me.
Absolutely.
This was planted in me when I was in elementary school. I mean, I've loved what you just described. I've loved that. I've been in love with that concept. I've been in love with the marketplace since I was in the fourth grade.
Right. And one of the questions, actually, believe it or not, on our assessment is, did you experiment with creative ways of making money when you were young? So a lot of these entrepreneurs that are successful, you find that they were doing all kinds of things in their neighborhood and in their towns to see if they could make a little profit.
Yeah.
So that you're on one end of the spectrum, though, because there are a lot of people who are really talented, really smart, but I might call them product people. They may be crafts people. They may be technologists. They don't think necessarily in terms of the business need that they're solving.
And a lot of those people are technicians, but they're really smart in a technical way, and they want to start their own business, but they don't really know how to take it to the marketplace, do they?
That's right. That's right. And it's a fairly common trap that we get attached to our creations, our products. And we just assume everybody else is just as attached or just as excited. But that's, as you know, that's often not the case. So the second piece of it is understanding the financial aspects of your venture. And we've talked about this quite a bit. We call it the math story. Can you really trace what investments you need to make in order to get your venture safely off the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And at what point will you generate a return on that investment?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a financial whiz to do that. But every really effective entrepreneur has a way of staying on top of that math story, staying on top of the numbers.
Well, you and I both know that many wonderful products didn't make it because the owner of the product couldn't manage their business financially.
That's right. And there's as with people's personal lives, there's a tendency to avoid financial conversations or financial reality, even in business owners.
That's exactly
right. They don't want to take a hard a reality check or a hard look at the reality of it.
EPLabs.co, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the ways you want to find John Bradbury. Hey, John, good job today. Will you come back and let's talk some more about this?
Certainly. Enjoyed it so much, and look forward to next time.
Thank you. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.